Well, I was going to give this sermon shortly after I gave the sermon on hell, but well, it's 18 months later, and I'll give it a shot now. It was on a Beyond Today telecast about a week or two ago. I guess I should have just asked for some more time, and we could have played that. That could have been my sermon then. But I didn't. Have you ever read the obits where someone says, well, they're now with their Savior or Lord? Or someone will say to you, well, they're in a better place now, meaning that they're in heaven. That's not really what got me thinking about this. It was an article by Billy Graham. And I'll read that article here. The question was, I heard someone say that when we go to heaven, we're probably going to be surprised at some of the people who will be there. Do you think it's true? And of course, Billy Graham says, yes, I believe it is true. He says, but you may also be surprised when you get to heaven, discover who isn't there. Which is really a pretty unique or good answer, because yes, if you could see in heaven, you would be surprised that you didn't see your loved ones up there. And then he said on down, but God in his mercy and grace has provided another way for us to be saved, and that way is Jesus. He was without sin, but on the cross, all of our sins were transferred to him, and he died in our place. Now we can be cleansed of our sins and made ready for heaven by trusting him for our salvation. The two men who were crucified with Jesus had sinned greatly, but one had repented, and Jesus welcomed him into heaven despite of his sin. And I'll get back to that. There was a poll I found. It is from 2010. And it said that 81% of Americans believed in heaven. And that was actually up 10% from a decade ago, which is kind of hard to believe, since it seems like less and less people are believing in God. And it also said that 71% believed animals would be in heaven also. So do they believe Fido, if he's bad, is going to hell? I mean, I'm not sure. If you're using the same standards, I would think so. Now I'd like to read some of the origins of belief in heaven as a reward of being saved. It says, in ancient Egypt faith believed heaven was a physical place far above the earth in a dark area, a space where there are no stars, basically beyond the universe, according to the Book of the Dead. Which I don't think I'd want to have my name in the Book of the Dead. I mean, that's just me, but I just don't think I'd like that. Departed souls would undergo the literal journey to reach heaven. Along the way, the way to which there could exist hazards and other entities attempting to deny the reaching of heaven. Their heart would finally be weighed with their feather of truth, and if the sins weighed it down, their heart would be devoured. So that's ancient Egyptian faith. In Buddhism, there are several heavens, all of which are still part of the illusionary reality. Those who accumulate good karma may be reborn in one of them. However, their stay in heaven is not eternal. Eventually, they will use up their good karma and will undergo a different rebirth into another realm as humans, animals, or other beings. Because heaven is temporary and part of an illusionary reality, Buddhists focus more on escaping the cycle of rebirth and reaching entitlement or nirvana. And then in the native Chinese Confucian traditions, heaven is an important concept, where the ancestors reside, and from where emperors draw their mandate to rule. Heaven is on one end of the spectrum, a synonym of supreme deity. Heaven is said to see, hear, and watch over all men. Heaven is affected by man's doings, and having personality is happy and angry with them. Heaven blesses those who please it and sends calamities upon who offend it. Heaven is also believed to transcend all other spirits and gods. And then we have the traditional Catholic Christianity has taught heaven as a place of the dwelling place of the angels and the throne of God. to which the elect will be admitted. Belief in the afterlife is professed in a major Christian creed, such as the Nicene Creed, which states, "We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come." Concepts of a future kingdom of heaven are also professed in several scriptural prophecies in the new or renewed earth, said to follow the resurrection of the dead, particularly in the books of Isaiah and Revelation. The resurrected Jesus is said to have ascended to heaven, where he now sits at the right hand of God, and will return to earth in the second coming. His mother Mary is also said to have been assumed into heaven, and is titled Queen of Heaven. So, just in case you're curious about that. Now, the Quran contains many references of the afterlife and Eden for those who do good deeds. The concept of heaven in Islam differs in many respects to the concept of Judaism and Christianity. Heaven is described primarily in physical terms as a place to where every wish is immediately fulfilled when asked. Islamic text describes immortal life in heaven as happy without negative emotions. Those who dwell in heaven are said to wear costly apparel, partake in exquisite banquets, and recline on couches inlaid with gold and precious stones. The inhabitants will rejoice in the company of their parents, wives, and children. In Islam, if one's good deeds weigh out one's sins, then one may gain entrance to heaven. Conversely, if one's sins outweigh their good deeds, they are sent to hell. And more good deeds one has performed, the higher the level of heaven one is directed to. It is said that the lowest level of heaven is 100 times better than the greatest life on earth. The highest level is seventh heaven. And I've always heard that comment. I never did know where it came from. Now I do. And in which God can be seen and where anything is possible. Palaces are built by angels for the occupants using solid gold. Then we have the Jewish concept of the afterlife. The world to come is not precise. The Torah has little to say on the subject of survival after death. But by the time of the rabbis, two ideas had made inroads among the Jews, probably derived from the Greek thought. One is that the immortal soul, which returns to its creator after death, the other, which is thought to be of the Persian origin, is that the resurrection of the dead. Jewish writings refer to the new earth as the abode of mankind following the resurrection of the dead. Originally, the two ideas of mortality and resurrection were different. So they really don't say a whole lot about it. And then we have one more, and that's the atheist. They regard heaven like religion generally as a tool employed by authorities to bribe their subjects into a certain way of life by promising a reward after death. Most atheists see in gods and devils, heaven and hell, reward and punishment, a whip to lash the people into obedience, poor motivation for moral behavior while alive. Sam Harris wrote, "It is rather more noble to help people purely out of concern for their suffering than it is to help them because you think the creator of the universe wants you to do it, or will reward you for it, or will punish you for not doing it." The problem with this linkage between religions and morality is that it gives people bad reasons to help other human beings when good ones are available. So that's the atheist way. And they all kind of have the same belief. You have to be good to get there. And if you're not, you go to hell. All that. So let's go back to Billy Graham's article on the two thieves being crucified. And if you'll turn to Luke 23. Luke 23, it really starts in verse 39, where the ones kind of mocking Jesus, saying, you know, if you're really the Son of God, why don't you save yourself and us? He threw himself in there. He wanted to be saved also. But the other one said, we deserve our punishment. You know, we have been bad, but this man's done nothing wrong. And they like to use verse 43 as saying, you make it into heaven, where it says, and Jesus said to him, assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Well, the comma in verse 43 should have been after today. Punctuation, separation of scriptures and verses was added to try to clarify to the ancient transcripts, but they do confuse the issue at times. Basically, it's saying, I'm telling you right now, today, you will be with me in paradise when paradise comes, not this very moment. I mean, Jesus didn't even go to heaven after he was crucified. So that would mean that the thief made it to heaven before him. Wouldn't make any sense. So that there has nothing, doesn't prove that you would go to heaven after death. Now if you'll turn to John 3:13. This one explains it, I mean, very clearly. It says, no one has ascended to heaven, but he who come down from heaven, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven. I mean, it's hard to understand how people don't grasp this. I mean, there's no gray area here. It says no one has made it. You don't need to turn there, but Acts 2:34... just reading a part of it, but it says, for David did not ascend into the heavens. A lot of people like to say that David, you know, from researching this, he's in heaven now. But it says right there in verse 34 that he did not ascend into the heavens. So if we would turn to 2 Kings 2, in verse 11, they like to say this is the proof right here. Then it happened, as they continued on and talked, that suddenly a chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire and separated the two of them, and Elijah went up by the whirlwind into heaven. Now, if you look at Strong's 8064 for the word heaven, Shalmeim, I don't know how you really pronounce that, is the word for heaven. But it just means the sky or the atmosphere. It's the first heaven. It's not the one God is dwelling in. And I won't turn to this, but in 2 Kings 3:11, it shows that Elijah was a prophet during the time of Jehoshaphat. But in 2 Chronicles 21:12, it said Elijah, the prophet, sent a letter to the son of Jehoshaphat, who had become ruler after his death. So the idea of going to heaven, where the Father resides, is not supported by our scriptures. Its origin as a place to be saved are vague and seem to have come from pagan teachings.